Alrighty, welcome this afternoon. It's August the 6th. This is Ms. Parker with RV Project Help. I'd like to welcome you to this chat. We have a chat to explain to you today ideas and suggestions for buying XRV and XLM. While this is a channel that does RV Project Help and help with documents, we are doing a couple of these informational channels, or excuse me, informational talks, because we believe there's more than one life to this RV. Anyway, let me get into the disclaimer of liability. The material and information contained or given on this website or audio file is for general information only. All parties in this channel are not lawyers, nor are we financial advisors. You're using this information with your own discretion. You should not rely upon the material or information on this website or audio file as a basis for making any business decisions. While I do endeavor to keep the information up to date and correct as possible, RV Project Help makes no representations or warranties of any kind, expressed or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, audio file, information, products or services, or related graphics contained on this website or in the audio file for any purpose. All due diligence is the responsibility of the participant. With that said, thank you very much. There's about 15 people in here and we are ready to rock. So Brian or Anon, I'm not sure which one of you guys are going to start, but the floor is yours, gentlemen.
Yes, I guess I could pick up from where good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everyone, wherever you're from. I guess I'll start out by picking up slightly where we left off from yesterday's conversation. And what I will do, I will drop this in the chat. That to give you a just to kind of create give you a fair comparison so you can do your own due diligence as to what peripheral you want to purchase in order to store your cryptocurrency safely off the exchange and within your own custody. I've dropped here a comparison chart. I'll drop the hyperlink to this website as well. And I'd like to preface everything by saying only purchase these items from the manufacturer's website. Don't go through a third party, such as Amazon or anywhere else like that. Buy directly from the manufacturer. All right, because there has been chatter in the past that they've bought these from the manufacturers, a third party, have bought them from the manufacturer, resealed them professionally, and sold them. And they've been compromised in essence. Here are the links for your personal comparison. And here are the top five best cold storage wallets for cryptocurrency. I personally prefer the Ledger Nano X. I got my wife the Nano S as well. We both have cryptocurrency, independently. But yeah, there you go. Have at it. Take a look. Peruse around that website. Kind of take a look and see what you like. And wanted to make that a point, prior to getting into the procurement of cryptocurrency, because the idea is not just to purchase but to safeguard. That's the whole idea and the intent. All right. That being said, today's topic of discussion, we're going to talk about buying XRP, because right now, it's one of the most difficult cryptocurrencies to get due to the fact that only the U.S. sees it as a security while the rest of the world does not. If that tells you anything, there's more to come, like we touched on yesterday. All right. With that being said, Ms. Parker, I'd mentioned something yesterday and you made a valid point. And after thinking about it last night, I'm not sure how to go about it. I guess me, myself, Anon, and whomever, I guess we could post our referral link. And here's the reason why I'm switching my stance on yesterday or not sharing referral links. It's in essence doing a disjustice to everyone, because when you share your referral link, you both get rewarded, if that makes any sense. So basically, if you signed up just cold directly on the website, you'll be leaving money on the table from the exchanges. let me know if anybody has any question with that regard or what that entails or what that means.
That's correct, but something we should also put to them is make sure that don't follow our links just because we're giving you the links. Go into them and look at them and ask other people about them. Hey, what do you use? Hey, why do you use it? That kind of thing. So you have, if someone asks you in 6 or 8 months, why did you go with that? Don't say, well, because that's what was given to me. Have some information on the product yourself.
Yep, correct. Yep, that's for the actual cold storage wallet. But in regards to signing up for Uphold, for instance, and on, what are your thoughts and idea? I meant to, you know, reach out to you offline. I guess we could do something of, you know, me, you, Neil, or whomever posting our referral link here for people to use. Otherwise, like I said, you can go and sign up cold, but you'll be leaving referral bonuses paid in both directions on a table.
Right. Purchasing any of these electronic currencies, you can get them from various different places. Uphold is a very common one. That name has been thrown around quite a bit for various reasons. Number one, because a lot of them are not carrying the XRP because it wasn't initially intended for us. Some of them are still selling that XRP because they are being released to us for the opportunity for us to profit off of them as part of the RV. Now, that being said, you can get them through various different exchanges. It's going to be an exchange like any other exchange, just like any other currency exchange you would go to in an airport, where you would take in one currency and get a different currency. It's the same, similar exact concept, except this is all online. Okay, you're going to connect your bank account or your debit card, and you're going to make said purchase. Now, keep in mind, there are a lot of them out there, and they all have varying fees. But depending on the state that you live in, you may or may not be able to purchase there. Now, one way around that is if your state, I'm in the state of Washington. Washington does not allow me to purchase XRP. So one of the ways I got around that was on my computer. I used a VPN. I could VPN from someplace else in the country, and then it thinks I'm logging in from there. So it's something to consider if your state is not allowing you that. So keep that in mind. And wherever you're purchasing it, likely, as Brian said, you're going to want to put it in some kind of cold storage. And the reason for that is, however many people say they know, oh yeah, this one will be around after the switch. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. We don't know that. We have strong feelings on the matter. Yeah, this one is likely going to be here. This one, you know, we think this one's going to survive. We think this one's coming back for various reasons. But still, it's just a guess. Okay. That's why cold storage is the best way, the best route to go, because it's really the fail safe. It's definitely going to be there when it comes back. It can't not be there because it's already in your control.
You know, and independent of that, and to add, expound on that as well too, keep in mind, even before the switch, these exchanges are insolvent. That means that they do not have enough liquidity. If say XRP or another currency spikes through the roof, well, you have to be able to liquidate that in some kind of form of currency. And that's the reason why, you know, Celsius platform, for instance, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Although they had an exorbitant amount of BTC Bitcoin backing them and, you know, claiming the fact that they were insured as well. As well as FDIC actually issued a statement or a letter today, or was that yesterday, to Voyager. They're another one in hot water, you know, claiming the fact that they're FDIC insured. So, you know, to Anon's point, you know, even prior to the switch or thereafter, the problem is that they don't have enough capital to sustain them if one of these currencies were supposed to go off. They'd have to liquidate or provide a liquidity for people to withdraw, and it's not feasible.
Excellent. That's a very excellent point. You want to take it out of their hands because they won't have the money after they do whatever they do with it. So after you buy it, take it from them. It's no different than buying. We explained yesterday about having the silver. If you have silver, you bought silver and it's being held in somebody else's vault and they give you some certificate and you think that you have silver, it's likely not. Okay. Because they take that same, you know, 100 ounces of silver and they say you have 100 ounces of silver, but they sell that like 30 times.
Keep in mind, to that fact, that receipt, that SKR safekeeping receipt, is a record for you, like a contract between you and the bank. They have visibility to that, so they know what you have.
Correct.
All right, well, that being said, let's touch on the fact that XLM can be purchased on several platforms. Coinbase is a good one. I guess one move that they made was partnering with BlackRock. Obviously, BlackRock has their finger in every company throughout this entire planet. They had 10.7 trillion dollars AUM, asset under management, and in a month, last month, they lost 1.7 trillion or 1 trillion I should say, 1.2 trillion, something along those lines. But independent of that, they have the largest capital asset under management in the entire world. And they just made a power play by doing a partnership with Coinbase. And, touching on the insolvency with these platforms, that could be a partnership to leverage or offset that insolvency. But again, I always feel safer when I'm in possession of my cryptocurrency. But I would say the safest place currently based on that partnership is to purchase your XLM through Coinbase, and you could send it to your cold storage devices based on the comparison chart that I sent earlier. With regards to XRP,
jump in here? I just I saw that Mike posted the Ledger thing. Folks, if you've seen me on here, I suck. I accidentally close a channel instead of closing the conversations. I'm always, always, always screwing up technology. I got one of these ledgers, and this is easy. This one was super easy. And it didn't take, I don't even think Mike actually had to get on the phone with me so I could make it work. So I just wanted to put in, for somebody that's completely not technical at all, I have a ledger and I freaking love it. Excuse me, Brian.
No, that's a great ad, actually. I love the interaction. It's a great point. Trying to get back onto my train of thought.
Honey. I was just so Twitter pated when I saw the ledger. I was like, ooh, I've done that one. That one works. I don't screw that one up. Bingo. And then I was like, oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you're good. You're good. I just remembered. No, you're good. I just remembered. Okay, so initially, good. We're talking about the physical peripherals to purchase, the five that we have on the comparison chart for storing crypto. And then I was alluding to the fact that, we're going to talk about where to purchase cryptocurrency. And I was alluding to the fact that Coinbase was good based on a partnership. And now, with regards to XRP, there are a couple other exchanges independent of the U.S. or other countries that you can actually purchase XRP on, more than likely a Chinese exchange. Me personally, I'm trying to get off, I'd mentioned yesterday, consolidating, getting off of, getting all my crypto off of all these different variable exchanges and apps and consolidating down and moving them to my ledger. And my ratio personally is a 90-10 ratio. 90% I keep on my ledger and 10% I keep on, the variable exchanges just for liquidation purposes. That's my strategy, and you can personalize your strategy best to how you see fit. The focal point today would be, though, for getting XRP off of Uphold. That's where I get my XRP. I've been a member of Uphold for quite some time now. And what I will do, I will drop my referral link here to Uphold. And the reason why I'm doing this is for the fact that like I'd mentioned a second ago, if you just go to uphold.com and you signed up, you'll be leaving money on the table for the exchange. Whereas if you use this referral link, you will get certain set amount of Bitcoin, you know, fractional, and I'll do the same as well too. So yeah, there's the link for Uphold. You sign up like you would do with any other platform, and there's where you get XRP. Once you sign up with Uphold, the first thing you want to do, you want to set up your password really strong, write everything down, put it in a safe place on paper or whatever your preferred method of saving your account details to. Secondly, you want to set up your 2FA, your two-factor authenticator, right, which would be a third-party software either through Google or through Microsoft. Personally, I choose to use the Microsoft 2FA, and here's the one particular reason why. There's been an issue with the Google Authenticator with the fact that if you lost your phone, if you had to get a new phone, it sometimes won't save that data or back up your 2FA. Whereas with Microsoft, it's synced to your cloud and synced to the cloud and your account. So if you get a new phone, you re-download that software, the Microsoft 2FA application, you log in with your personal password, it will sync all those accounts back. You know, and again, just going off of experience and sharing, you know, as a matter of fact, I was speaking with a colleague of mine just last Thursday, and he was like, oh shit, I you know, and this guy has about 120,000 XRP, got a new phone, and he's struggling to find his 2FA now, you know, to log into the other exchanges, because I told him, hey dude, you got to get your stuff off the exchange. So again, you know, little pointers and takeaways, to little nuggets to take away with you as you're going through and setting everything up to safeguard and have the double layer redundancy and security, but yet having the peace of mind that, hey, you know what, I'm taking all the precautionary measures. If I lose my device, if I get another device, you know, am I able to get back to get to the 2FA to log in to my Uphold or whatever account that requires a 2FA? Okay, after you create your account, create your password, get your 2FA, the next thing you're going to want to do is set up a KYC. What KYC is, know your customer, and that pretty much requires your, you know, personal information. It's one of the requirements for the exchanges, you know, because it's a centralized exchange. Obviously, if it was decentralized, it wouldn't collect any primary or sensitive data. So just be open to that, right? So once you set up your KYC, you're going to put your name, your phone number. I believe it's the last four, your social security, your address, you know, I mean, just basically like your credit profile. Once that's done, the next thing you're going to do, you're going to want to connect a payment method of method of payment to your account. Personally, I would suggest going with a debit card, and that debit card doesn't matter. If it's your banking debit card, or I think I cut out there for a second. If it has a Visa or MasterCard logo, it's a safe bet. So, you know, there's multiple workarounds. So once you log in, get your password, get your 2FA, get your KYC, connect your bank account, the next thing you're going to want to do is purchase your XRP. All right. One good thing about Uphold is that they've been adding more networks for exporting your crypto. Not all of them has the ability to export. For instance, or example, if you buy XLM on Uphold, you're unable to export that because the network hasn't been integrated into their system. Whereas with XRP, that network's already been integrated. So if you purchase with a debit card, within seconds, you could move that off of their platform directly onto your cold storage. All right. So those are the steps. And I'm literally going through this from my brain, not looking at anything. So click on the referral link or go to the sign up site, create your profile, log in, 2FA, KYC, connect your bank account, purchase your XRP, make sure it's with a debit card and not a bank account, because they will lock you in for up to 65 days. All right. I just really want to strongly emphasize that at the end of the day, purchase your crypto on Uphold with a debit type card and not a bank account directly. Any questions?
Okay, does anybody have any anything on Lobster that they want to turn into XRP or XLM and get off of there?
Yeah, why don't you run him through that one, Anon?
No answers. I'm guessing nobody does. If you have anything on Lobster and you want to change it into XRP, okay, there's a XRP. The domain is fchain.io, and you can convert just like any other asset. You swap that for the XRP. And then just like anything else, it's got the send and receive, and we can walk you through that as well. You're going to send it out of Lobster and into another wallet. Anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Question is that some of these assets that basically turned into zero, and you get rid of them in order to delete the asset to get your half LM back or whatever pop back. You do send that to the person who had it on there as basically.
Okay, you're cutting out a lot, but what I think you're asking is if it's a zero and you can't exchange anything off of there. You should be able to exchange it or at least transfer it into something else, something liquid like the Aqua asset. But if you can't, likely it comes up with an error code that says something along the lines of this wallet or this account isn't set up to pay out anything. So in the case of that, there's nothing you can do except sit on it. The only thing you can do is sit on it. And the reason for that is because I've even tried, I got a couple of those myself, and I've even tried sending that asset back to the original
seller.
Seller, right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
It wouldn't work that either that way either, because where the asset is stored, the wallet that the asset is originally coming from, is not set up to pay out to anywhere, not even to the person who originally sold it. So I'm stuck with mine too. It's
so no way to remove the asset and get back your XLM or anything. You just got to let it sit there.
None that I've been able to identify.
Are you saying you want to get it out of your wallet even if it's at zero because it's a nuisance staring at it at zero?
Well, one of the things that they have is with Lobster is whenever you have an asset, it holds on to half a XLM as kind of a placeholder for that. So if anybody has 20 assets in there, then it's holding 10 XLM in reserve so that you can't really do anything. You know, even if you go down to zero, it still has a half that's part of it. So if you were to get rid of that asset, it would free up that XLM.
Correct. Click on the actual asset, scroll down to the bottom, and there's a remove asset button to get rid of that out of your wallet.
But the problem with that though is if you have a balance, it won't let you remove it. And if you have a balance and you can't get rid of that balance, you're stuck with it.
Correct. And you can't send it back, like you said. If it's a zero balance, some of the sellers of these tokens have already basically removed all of their working capital, let's say. So therefore, it's a zero balance and they don't accept returns, so to say. So you can't remove the asset to get your half of XLM back. But I was hoping that you guys might know a secret way or something that I haven't tried that you can actually get rid of it.
Nothing I've been able to determine.
No, either myself. Neither have I.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I mean, mine was pretty much brief and sweet today, you know, just basically telling you how to go through the exchange and get it, the one that's still up and running.
If you're just basically buying these assets or buying these electronic currencies to move them, Really, the only thing you need to be sure is that they're not going to lock up your assets for any determined amount of time. And I know I used to use the bank account deduction. You know, I installed my bank account in there so it would deduct it from my bank account. I didn't use my debit card, and it would hold on to those for 65 days. So I'm told that if you use, like Brian was saying, if you use your debit card, there is no hold on it, which would be great. You can move it immediately off of the network and someplace else. The idea is you just want to get it off of any of those networks. For instance, Uphold is getting ready to go into litigation again. Not exactly sure why, but it's kind of an irrelevant point. If they go into litigation and everything is locked up and you can't do anything with it, that can be a problem. So,
yep. And keep in mind that there are limited supplies of XRP on each exchange because they haven't really been selling to these exchanges like they did in the past. So whatever's left is what's left.
Crypto or digital electronic currencies, if you remember the Bitcoin was kind of an unlimited supply because all they had to do was mine more, which pretty much makes it worthless. You know, it's no different than printing more money. Well, there's a finite amount of XRP and XLM. There's only so much. So once that limit is reached, then there's no more to be sold until somebody sells some. And I've been hearing, and I think Brian's been hearing, that they are reaching that limit. You know, there's pretty much all the XRP that is available is pretty much out there. So if you're going to buy some, then buy some before it goes away completely. So. Exodus is another one that I was able to use. I think it was Exodus that I was able to use as an exchange as well. So that will be an exchange as well. You can click on it. And a lot of times these are called soft wallets or hot wallets. They are online and they store your information, but they also have a function for exchanging, buying and selling it.
Any further questions?
May Ministry was talking about Lobster. I have a lot of concerns about Lobster. For those of you that have heard of QSI, I would highly, 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 highly recommend that you look into them. There is a chance, we believe, a very strong chance, that these are a bunch of scammers. So I'm trying to get, this is a channel that I personally watch this channel all the time. I got into this because of Emily and Whiplash and following the QSI. And then this is the reason why I'm not Miss Parker anymore. I discovered that they were working on Wix servers, Wix websites, and Wix is notorious for being able to be hacked. And it just didn't seem normal to me that a military operation would be on Wix servers. So I ended up making some phone calls and their website got taken down. And I got a lot of backlash. And so I was worried. I was concerned for my safety and I was concerned for my group safety. So I got offline for about a month and a half I dropped the Miss Parker name and I changed to a different name just to protect myself. Now these people they're on this channel and you can actually see the scam as it's going. So please, please, please do due diligence on everything you do. As an older person, I did not have a lot of funds to spend into some of these things. So I just wanted to make sure that what you're doing is that, you know, it's nice to talk to all of us in here, but at the end, you alone have to make the decision of what you're doing. We didn't know about this QSI Whiplash Exposed channel at the time we started this. So I don't know if there's any other channels that have been exposed. And as we find out about things that potentially are not safe or secure, I absolutely will post it on here. The other thing I wanted to say is that this is a great asset to be able to talk to these gentlemen in here, but this channel is not going to be a crypto channel. So if you have questions about crypto or other things when we are not in this audio file, please reach out individually to Brian or Anon or Jim or Sabrina or British, all of those people, and Nelio. I don't see Nelio in here, but all of those people, they understand this and can help you. Didn't mean to interrupt, guys. Thank you.
Oh, that's a great point. You know, I thank you for the opportunity to share this portion, as I think it directly ties into the, you know, QFS GCRRV. And, you know, to your point, you know, I won't be continuing the discussion accordingly. I just enlighten people on the other options and opportunities out there and give you the best information in real time so you can make the best decision as it applies to yourself individually, you know, diversifying your portfolio and more exposure to this QFS GCRRV. But yeah, no, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Parker. Thank you, Anon. Thank you, everyone, you know. And I'll still be an integral part listening in every evening to your live streams. You've helped me quite a bit, you know, along the way to get me up to speed.
If Brian's in here and we're talking and I open it up for questions and Brian's in here and you have a crypto question, by all means, ask him. It's very, very, very easy for a channel to slide wholeheartedly into crypto, especially in the XRP and XLM, because we believe once this, there's a lawsuit going on with Ripple, that once this lawsuit is over with, this is going to be like the best thing since sliced bread. But again, we're guessing. So I'm just hedging my bets. We started all kinds of stuff. I'm scared, I'll tell you that. I'm only into XRP and XLM. I know Anon has different kinds of things, but can you tell him the other things, Anon? Because I don't know the other names of the other ones that ISO compliant. Or did you guys already go through that?
The ones that I know of are XRP, which is going to be backed by gold, XLM, which is going to be backed by silver, IOTA, which I believe is going to be backed by, I think it was iridium, Algorand, which is palladium, and XDC, which is copper. Those are the five that I know of. If there's any out there I'm missing, I'm unaware of them.
Yeah, seeing what you've got up there, what I personally use is Exodus and Ledger. That's been the easiest for somebody who sucks at technology, just saying.
Yeah. I posted
the truth is painful, but it is the truth.
I posted the exchanges that I have used to make purchases for either XLM and or XRP and or Algorand. So Brian, those are the ones that I personally used.
I was just going to ask Brian if he had any that he used that were different.
So for me, I've probably used every app and every exchange out there. You know, I'm a little biased to the physical hardware cold storage. I used a Ledger Nano X, and I gave my wife a Ledger Nano S. Another one that I heard was really good is the Trezos. I want to say the version 9 or Trezos X. But again, the charts there to kind of compare to show you the amount of crypto each of them are compatible with, the price point. But those two, I'd say, are the top one and two, is the Trezor and the Ledger Nano X. As far as the exchange goes, I've used every exchange there is that's out there. But I'm now refining and consolidating all my cryptocurrencies to like a select few. Uphold is one of them. Coinbase is one of them. Obviously, I added, like I mentioned, I have about 30K worth of crypto on Celsius that I don't have access to anymore. I don't even know if I'm going to get that money in crypto back. But yeah, I'm like I said, I'm consolidating. I used to use KuCoin for KDA. You know, there's certain cryptos that are out there that that's still speculative, but not ISO that I still purchase and hold. But again, it's more so for entertainment purposes, I guess, for lack of a better term. But no, the focus for everyone in this group as it relates to the RV, it's more so the ISO tokens. And to your point, Exodus is good because it's a hot wallet. You know, and anything that I put up there in that list. But like I said, number one and two would be the Ledger and the Trezor. Along with Exodus, to your point.
I forgot all about the Zoom wallet. I started a Zoom wallet, but I never actually used it. So it might still be out there, but I didn't put anything on it.
I use that as well. You know, I have the casino coin there. And again, for entertainment purposes only, the focal point, you know, more so safeguarding for, you know, for people here like we're doing for the RV. You know, Zoom is a good wallet, but again, it's more so for speculation. And I want people to kind of refine their focus into the ISO crypto for the long play for the GCR, the RV, and the QFS. But yeah, it's not a bad wallet, the Zoom wallet.
Some people have heard about a trust wallet. I've heard conflicting information on there. I used to have a trust wallet account, but I don't have it anymore. I consolidated everything to one location, so and everything is on Ledger now. So if my Ledger goes away, I lose it all. That's all my eggs in that basket.
It's okay, buddy. I'll share with you.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
No, don't start that. That's a terrible rumor. Anybody have any questions, folks?
I'm getting ready to post something here, a small little snippet. Give me a second. It's taking a little bit of time to save. But in the meantime, to your point, if anyone has any questions.
Well, silence is understanding, I suppose.
So everyone pay attention to the chat. All right, can everyone see that video I just posted?
Yes.
Just click on it, and I want to kind of show you an example of just one folder on my phone out of four folders. It says investments, hit play and look at it. Of all the exchanges and platforms that I use or have used. And it'll give you an idea of why I kind of like want to refine specifically down to focusing on the ones that correlate to the ISO and the GCRRV, because there's so many out there. It's insane. And I use them all. But again, I'm in the process of consolidating and getting off a lot of these exchanges. But there's a lot out there.
Can I ask you what got you to go so broad? Why did you try so many different ones? Were you dissatisfied or looking for the perfect thing? Or what was the reason for going so broad?
Each exchange offers different currencies. And that's just a simple response to it, to be honest with you. And each app or wallet offers significantly different you know, options, if that makes any sense. So there's no one true ideal wallet that I could think of. Every one of them, I, you know, have good takeaway for me personally. So that's why I have used every exchange that you can see there.
Wow, that's a lot of exchanges.
Exactly. But I have a ton of crypto. You know, I've been in the space for, like I said, 7.5, 8 years now. And I've been, yeah.
I'm watching this, Brian, and I'm just literally jaw dropped. I had no idea. I'm just blown away. Ministry is asking you a question, Brian. I don't know if you can see it. XUMM has gone pro beta. Might want to check in on it. Also uses GitHub to buy, sell exchange. Can you comment on that? And then Shazza from AU, honey, I'm right with you. I'm just jaw dropped looking at it. That's why I'm super simple. Exodus Ledger.
Well, you know, I'm an overachiever. You know that. So, you know, at the end of the day, I have this brain.
I'm learning. You are. Insane. You are.
It's insane. Yeah. So, but no, it's worked for me. And you know, I've been able to buy crypto assets that was not available, you know, like here in the States, on a different Chinese exchange and so forth. And it's worked. And again, like, you know, I'm to the point of just consolidating. But I just kind of want to share with you the vast amount of options that are out there. But we don't want to scale like I did now in this phase where crypto is, you know, with everything that's coming. We want to consolidate. I mean, I survived the 2017 crypto market. That's where I really bought and purchased a ton of crypto, you know, Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin. But again, I've yet since liquidated majority of those positions, you know, except for Ethereum, because I'm now locked into like 30. I have 32 Ethereum over at Coinbase. But yeah, until 2.0 comes out, the focus is just the ISO 222.
You have that the ISO order handy? Is it, you have it readily accessed? Because I think what I'm going to do is, if you don't, I'm going to look it up and post it on the channel for people to.
Yeah. So if you go up a bit, we posted it yesterday, and it tells you how it interconnects. Let me see if I could quickly.
I must have missed.
See
that.
If I could go up and grab it. I that one, is that the one you're asking for? I just resent it, afforded from Nielo's post.
Oh, that was the map for it. I guess really the order doesn't really tell people a lot. The purpose of the ISO 20022 and what it means to the crypto world. But it is kind of technical for anybody reading it. I mean, if you don't, if you're not going to understand it, then it's just going to confuse you more.
Yeah, you know, I guess the simplest way of putting it for everyone here to kind of comprehend what that means. We've had the SWIFT system in place, I believe, for almost 68 years now. And basically, it's a banking communication software.
Can you tell people what SWIFT is? Because I didn't know what that was when I started. Can you tell people what SWIFT is?
So what the SWIFT is, it's a banking communication software that interconnects every bank internationally, right? And again, basically you send money from one point, you do a wire transfer, everything that you did with the banks operated on the SWIFT system. And all it is, it's an old antiquated communication, secure communication protocol in which banks communicated and moving money around the world, if that makes any sense. That's the simplest form of putting it. So whenever you wired some money, or, you know, even to a neighbor, it took 1 to 3 days, you know, 24 to 72 hours. That's a standard ACH, the clearinghouse where the cash goes to, and they do the daily settlement, you know, and basically keep your money loaning out in interest every day and then move it along. So that's being replaced and by the ISO 200 or 200, but it's 2022 or 222, 20022. And that's replacing the SWIFT system, meaning that if you take a look, bear with me here, give me a second. While we're on the topic, I'll reshare what I shared last night. And hopefully this kind of makes sense. It's a very convoluted map if you don't understand, but can everyone see that there, the pink in the center that says CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency? Hello?
Yep, it's posting perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So basically, central banks, right, operate independently and they collaborate as well, right? They have the synergy of moving money around the world between different banking systems. If you send money internationally in US currency when you walk into the bank, and it ends up on the other side of the world, you know, whether it's pick a currency, and they're able to get that money, you know, but in 1 to 3 days or whatever, how long it takes, that's based on the SWIFT communication system. And that's what's been in place forever and a day, right? It's very costly, it's very slow. And believe it or not, people may not be aware of this, but when you send wires, wires can actually be intercepted. It's not as safe and secure as you may think, right? So it's an old antiquated banking communication protocol. And what's happening now, we're transitioning to have CBDCs as a central bank digital currencies, which will have currencies representative of their independent nations, right? And how is that working? They're going to be working on a new protocol, communication protocol, the ISO 2022, right? And it's between these five currencies that share that interoperability, that communication protocol that interconnects with the CBDCs. And that's how that works. So the ISO 2022 will be replacing the SWIFT antiquated banking communication protocol. That's the simplest way of really putting it, to be honest.
Do you have anything that, any kind of document or anything that would explain this in really, really simple terms that people could download?
Yeah, I could find something. I could find something, and I'm glad you asked that question. One specific thing you want to pay attention to here in the top right corner is the Bank of for International Settlements, right? That does all the collateral settlements. I'll share not everything, but I'll point you to the specific Bank for International Settlements as it relates to the ISO 2022, and I'll also share the link from the actual SWIFT website that specifies that on November 1st, the ISO 2022 standard will be replacing or supplementing or augmenting the current SWIFT system. So you'll have qualifiable, tangible data.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, you're most welcome. Anything else?
I do have a question.
Go for it.
I just got out, and if this has been answered already, I will listen to the recording. But there was a discussion yesterday about lobster and something being bad about it. I'm going to get a cold wallet, but is there something else that I need to know prior to that? Thank you.
Could you repeat that question again? There, you said there was something mentioned about lobster that was bad, and I didn't catch that second part.
Yes, I was wondering what the circumstances were with that. I am now ordering a cold wallet, but for the time being, that's where my XRP and my XLM are. So I'm just kind of wondering if I should be nervous about that until I get my cold wallet, or, you know, just what the circumstances are with that.
Yeah, no, okay, that's a good question. I understand now. At the end of the day, again, this is just from my personal opinion. I typically do a 90-10% ratio, where I keep 90% of my cryptocurrency within my personal possession in cold storage and 10% on the exchange for liquidation purposes. I personally would not keep a high volume or bulk of my cryptocurrency on any platform, regardless of future or current intent, because everything right now is currently speculative. I used the example yesterday with regards to custodial and non-custodial, meaning that if you had a safe in your home, you put your possessions in that safe in your home, and you're the only one that knows the combination and where that safe is located, that's the safest bet, no pun. Secondly, if you had your possessions within a bank in a safety deposit box, that bank got compromised, right? And that safety deposit box got compromised. That's a third party personnel holding on to your personal possessions. So you don't really have, it doesn't really have the utmost security when it comes to the possession of those items, if that makes any sense. And hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, it does. And I appreciate the 90-10 suggestion. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. So
really interesting on there, Brian. You said you keep coins in there for liquidation?
Correct. So I'm at a point where I don't have to. Yes, 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 absolutely. So I've been fortunate to be in the space for so long that I don't have to touch cash anymore. It's just strictly cryptocurrency. So I use crypto to convert to crypto. I don't take money out of the bank. So if I needed any kind of liquid capital instead of going into the bank reserve, I have that there strategically to say if XRP goes to 1,000 or 10,000, while everything is up and operational, I could still liquidate those positions to convert and use in real time, if that makes any sense. And keep the remainder safe and sound on my ledger. Did that make any sense?
Yeah, I understood.
I got it.
My only curiosity would be if you had to liquidate it and we were in the situation of the internet going whichever direction it's going to go, you wouldn't be able to liquidate anything.
No, and that's a good point. That's why there is only 10% there.
Right. Absolutely.
Contingency. It's a contingency plan.
Right. Absolutely.
So I went ahead and posted the swift.com and I did a snippet of a screenshot as well, to show you that if you click on the link that myself and Ms. Parker shared, scroll down and it will tell you there specifically ISO 2022 for payments. And it tells you get started, click on learn more, and you'll learn what you need to know basically about what I hinted on or touched on earlier this evening. But yeah, times are changing. Here's the reality. Bottom line is times are changing. I'm glad everyone's in this group. I'm glad everyone's open-minded to the GCR RV QFS. I'm glad everyone's open to cryptocurrency. And if you're not, I highly suggest you at least consider a little bit in your portfolio going forward within your possession, because it's evident. It's really truly evident. And there's so many distractions in the world that if you're not paying attention, you're gonna miss it.
It's very important. There's a gap right now between the public and their education on what crypto is and how to use it and how to get it and et cetera and its safety, and then we're going to it. So it's really important right now that if you're not understanding it, you make a valiant effort to understand it, because this is where it's going.
I have a lot of trouble understanding it. I don't know if it's just so bizarre to me. I don't know. So one of the things that I go onto YouTube, and this program right here, I follow these guys, and this is called MoneySide, and they are following all the SEC lawsuit, what's going on with Ripple and XRP. And this thing is like ready to bust. And so what I think is going to happen is that at some point we're going to get our 800 numbers, and then XRP, silver, and the currency are all going to go at the same time.
so that when I don't believe that when we get our numbers and stuff, we're going to have just a tiny little window to get XRP. And I think there's a high possibility that the banks might be closed then, so we can't trade or we can't move, because most of us that are been in this more than a minute, we've either stumbled on XRP at XLM, or we've been introduced to somebody like Mike or Brian or Jim or Sabrina or Nelio. I'm just trying to see who else is in here. And we got lucky and we got taught how to get onto this. So it's if you want to do this, I highly encourage you to do this. If you don't want to do this, buy more currency. Because no matter what, all three of these legs seem to be part of the great return to funds to the American public and to the world at large from the deep state that's been stealing everything. Joy just posted the explanation for the ISO. I think we both posted it on there. That's a good watch for you to do. But you know, if you just sit and do nothing, that's a decision as well. So just consider it. There's been a lot of people that have been asking me what was the information I got, and I won't post this, folks, because if I post this, people will take my words and go someplace else. So what I'm going to tell you is a little bit of intel right now that I wasn't willing to type about. There's been some interesting information, and it explains a lot of what's been going on. I've had people that I personally know tell me that they have RV'd. They can see the money, they can't do anything with it, and they've been told that they can't get it until tier four goes, but they can see it. We were given some rates information this morning, and I can't post that at all, but I can tell you, folks, it's gonna be freaking crazy. It's gonna be amazing. One of the things that came out that I got today was that this actually went on July the 4th, like we were expecting. I'm really fond of telling Anand. I keep figuring out when it's going to go, and I've been wrong 100% of the time. But I was convinced. Everything I was reading and saw said that it was going to go on the 4th of July. Well, I now have information that it actually did go on the 4th of July, and then it was stopped, and then all the money was clawed back. It absolutely was clawed back. The reason why it was clawed back is the bad boys made connections with people to turn in projects, and they got tons and tons and tons of money. The White Hats found out about it. They clawed all the money back. Then they restarted again. So there are some dates coming up that I think are very, very possible of things of going. But they've got people in different cities across the world that are just waiting. And so I don't think this is going to be much longer, folks. You know, again, I've been wrong 100% of the time. But if you look at what's going on in the world with Iran changing their numbers and then solidifying their government, Iraq, and just a bunch of other things that are going on, which just makes me believe that we cannot be very much longer. The fact that they've called these whales back in and they said sit tight or you lose your place causes me a lot of hope. But I get so tired of people telling this shit and then pull the rug out from underneath of us. It just makes me so terribly pissy, and I don't want to be doing that. But on the same time, if you're looking at what's going on in the world, it looks like it's imminent. Now, the other thing that was brought up is about Trump and his. See, when I started doing this 4 years ago, I didn't know about any of this stuff. I just kept finding out about it. And now all this stuff that I did during research kind of came out. But one of the real serious problems is Trump and his presidency. Trump cannot go back into the public until after, I believe it's January 20th, because he has to have less than 2 years to be able to go back in office and then be able to finish the term and then be able to run again. So that last dead date is either Election Day, which is in November, or the day they swear him in, which is January 20th. So I haven't been able to do enough research. I've been helping somebody do their project. I haven't been able to do enough research to find out which one is the drop dead date. Is the January 20th date, or is it the election day, which would be this year, November 3rd? So if it's November 3rd, then 120 days, if they do Nasara, that means that they should announce on August the 8th, August the 8th, September, November the 8th. It should be somewhere in there, but again, we don't know. I'm just guessing based on information. But that was what the information was, is that I did receive rates. I had someone from this channel when I first started talking about this. I'm not in a vacuum, folks. I don't operate in a vacuum. I talk to all different kinds of people. And the person left my channel and went to other truthers and tried to say, oh, this is my whale. And the problem is, I had already talked to the person that you talked to. That person is in the room right now. So just know this, that because of your foolishness, this channel, I'm not giving direct information anymore, because I'm not going to risk losing my information because I got a person that does the wrong thing. But if you're thinking about doing the crypto, jump on it. Do it as fast as you can, because I don't think we have enough time. Again, keyword is think. I may be wrong. You know, we may not go until, you know, God help me, please, 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 please not be like December, November. But you never know. I don't think the world is going to last that long if we wait till November, December. But I just want to put that out there, what's been going on, and why I haven't posted anything in channel. I'm not going to. I will, I'll speak it, but I won't post it in channel.
Anyway, you know, you mentioned, I got an ad.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, you mentioned something very prolific that resonated with me. And I agree with the sentiments. Making no decision is a decision already made. Literally. So you can put every information out there. We can put every information out there. It's not to sell anyone on anything. It's for you to either make a decision or not make a decision. And that's simply it. That was all.
Well said.
I didn't boot that person. Can you see if I did? Let's put it this way. I don't think I booted that person. That doesn't mean anything. I might have done it and not known I did it. Is there any other questions? Well, folks, that's going to conclude this program. I want to thank you all for coming in here and listening to our gentleman produce this program for you today, so you get a better idea what crypto is and XRP and XLM, a little bit of background on them. Thank you, every one of you that are here. You are here for a reason, folks, and it's to build a better world and to make the world you live in a better place as well. We've got a lot to do in the future, and a lot is riding on those of us that have decided to take on the massive mantle of humanitarian. God bless you all, and may God keep you in his heavenly hands. Amen.